Chris Sanders joins us, former Titan receiver, here on the show. Okay, Chris.
Oh, what's up?
Ryan Tannehill is 5-1. Now, I thought Sunday was maybe his least impressive of all of his great performances so far with the Titans. But everybody around the country is talking about Ryan Tannehill. Are you really starting to get sold like the rest of the country on this guy?
I really am. And just watching him playing this last game, you know, I understand that the numbers wasn't as good as they should have been. But here's what I like about this guy. You know, earlier, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about what makes a great leader. And what makes a great leader is a guy that makes everybody around him better. And that's exactly what he's doing with this Tennessee Titans team. He's made A.J. Brown better. He's made Corey Davis better. He's made Raymond better. He's making the defense better. He's making the special teams plays better. And it just shows you that he's a leader that we've been missing. I mean, he's not a guy that's going to run down the field and scream and yelling and cussing out people. No, he's going to lead by example. So since he's been in the spot of being the leader of that football team, now you just seen the change has been happening because exactly what the Tennessee Titans needed.
When you evaluate these wide receivers, you brought up Raymond and some A.J. Brown and some of the other guys. We're still waiting on Davis, but when you evaluate these wide receivers, how much better has he made these guys?
Oh, he's made them really, really good. And the reason why I say this is because when they throw their ball, they're in a position to where they can catch the ball. I mean, if you look at last year, guys were out of position, you know, guys were, you know, coming up short on routes and things like that. You better believe if you're not in the right spot, in my opinion, I don't think he's going to throw it to you. So he's making these guys understand that I have to be ready on my route. So if I run a 10-yard route, a slant, a post, I need to be in the spot because at any moment, at any time, Tannehill can throw me the rock.
And along those lines, Chris, last week, Hollister.
Who the heck is this?
I saw that.
I'm like, who in sin? I'm coming out of retirement. I'm going to go dust my shoes off.
Well, the great part about that is just what you're saying.
Yeah.
If you go out there and you run your pattern and you do it right and catch the ball, I will throw it to you.
Yeah, and you know what's so good about that, Floyd, is he trusts those guys. I mean, check this out. I mean, people don't understand the magnitude of the touchdown that Raymond caught. That's a crucial part of the game.
Oh, yeah.
They wasn't throwing it to Brown. They wasn't throwing it to Davis. They wasn't throwing it to Janu. They threw it to Raymond, the guy who's been cut from a whole bunch of teams and caught one of the most important balls of the year. Basically saying, I don't just trust one receiver. I trust the receiver as a group and as a whole. That's my guy right there.
I feel really good about the receiving core
and
how they're improving.
Mm-hmm.
Davis still concerns me a little bit. And I don't know if it's because I look at him physically and I say, look at that size.
He's
and the
big
guy.
Dude.
I mean, he's a giant and strong as a bull.
Yeah.
And, you know, why is not he stepping forward a little bit more? I mean, he's not doing any worse than anybody else.
Yeah.
I just, for whatever reason, keep hoping he's going to jump out in front.
You know, Floyd, I think that, you know, and I agree with you 110%, but and then on the second hand, I just think that they got to get him in the game early. I mean, if you look at the balls that he caught in some of the games, he's catching the ball late. So if you're not getting any rhythm and you're not getting the ball early, I think sometimes I'm not saying he forgets about Corey Davis. With the emergence of A.J. Brown, I think he's going to tend to look more to Brown because Brown has been making more plays than as Corey Davis. And I'm not saying that Davis is not a great player. I just think we're holding him to a higher standard because he was drafted the fifth pick of the draft.
Right.
But when you have that situation and you're not getting the ball and you're catching, like, I don't know how many passes he got, like 40-something passes, and you're a fifth-round draft pick, that's why it stands out because he's not making plays.
Chris Sanders with us, former Titans receiver. Why do you think the Titans, with Derrick Henry, why do you think Derrick Henry at the end of the year just seems to take off? Second year in a row where after the calendar turns to November, he becomes an unstoppable force. And Tannehill, I think, is probably to do with a lot of this, but Tannehill wasn't here last year. What do you make of the end of the year Derrick Henry?
You know, I think the reason why Derrick Henry is playing so well at the end of the year and also, you know, a little bit of last year, is because I think he feels he still has something to prove. You know, last year they you know, including myself, we put him down and said he's a big back and he's running soft and, you know, he can't do the things that he's capable of doing, Heisman Trophy, all the hype. But he's running like, not just to get a contract, not just to get a whole bunch of money, he's making a point that, hey, when it comes December, you give me the ball and let me put the team on my back. And it just shows you, man, he's hungry. He's wanting to rip passion. And what exemplifies of what I'm saying is look at the run that he made when it was 4th and 1. It was 4th and 1, and they're going for it, you know, to score the ball. He was not going to be denied. I'm like, when he got the ball, I'm like, uh-oh. All of a sudden, the guy tries to pull him down, and he runs to the end zone. That's the makeup of Derrick Henry, is he's not going to be denied, and I still he feels like he still has something to prove.
We going to the West Coast to play the Raiders, not one of our favorite things. We've struggled with that a little bit.
Yes.
What is your impression of the Raiders?
You know, the Raiders are like a seesaw. They go up and then they go down. I know that they're 6-6, but they're still the Raiders. I mean, they're still. I know they have Carr and they have some good receivers and they got a good running back, Josh Jacob. But they still have an identity crisis. What is their identity? I mean, they're still making penalties. They're still getting in games and they're still losing. There's no camaraderie. You know, guys are really not really seem like they're not really bought in. So. This is a perfect time for the Tennessee Titans to go down to the Raiders on the West Coast and really do something special. Just go down there and beat them. Just go in there with attitude, just like you did with Atlanta, just like you did last week with the Colts. Go down there, start fast, hit them in the mouth, shake their hand, and get on the plane.
How hard is it to do that on the West Coast? I mean, the Titans,
it's hard.
The Titans, generally speaking, Vrabel was asked about it today. He kind of brushed it off, said they'll just move things up 30 minutes. Tannehill was asked about it, said it's not a big deal. But I know that the Titans – traditionally are horrible when they have to go into out west. And I don't know what it is, but they've also been pretty terrible at Oakland.
Yeah.
Why? And why is it so hard to play on the West Coast? I mean, I'm not saying that, like, how different is it?
I just think the grind of the game is going to be the game. The football is the football. Everything's the same, but I just think the grind of traveling, the grind of getting on the plane, the grind of getting the hotel, the grind of doing all those things when the Raiders are sitting home and just watching TV. So I just think that Vrabel's going to have to do a great job. I don't know if they're leaving the day before. I don't know if they're leaving the day of or 2 days before. But they just got to get down there and forget about all that stuff. Forget about what happened in the past. Forget about what happened in Denver. Forget about the curse that they have, you know, of a playing bad on the West Coast. They can't worry about all that stuff because if you go down there and lose this game, all that stuff that they did before is going to come up to absolutely nothing. So just go down there with attitude. Go down there and say, yeah, we're on the West Coast. Yeah, you know, we lost. But you know what? I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to go in the Raiders Stadium and I'm going to hit them square in the lips.
Chris? Congratulations
on
NBA
it,
reaching the state championship tomorrow.
Let's go.
So how nervous are we for the big game? NBA taking on, who is it, McCauley?
McCauley
in the state championship game tomorrow out in Cookeville. Floyd will try to make the trip after the show so that he can go out there and and support. But, Chris, how are we feeling about the state championship game tomorrow?
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I'm really just proud of these kids. It's nothing that we did. We cast out a vision, and they ran with it. But here's the thing that I'm excited about this team. And you guys alluded to what Vrabel said and what the other players said, is we play for each other. And if we just play for each other on Thursday, you're good. It's going to be good enough. And that's what we preach to these kids.
Chris Sanders, as always. Chris,
all the
good luck
in the world.
Hey, appreciate you guys. I'll see you on Sunday.
We'll see you.
Thanks, guys.